Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome to USA Prepares. This is Kathy. I'm filling in for Vince Fennelli, and I'm here with Sharon. We are talking about our appliances and our favorite things that we use in the kitchen and how we use them. I wanted to mention, Sharon, you had said things about buying at Christmas time. That's an excellent idea. A lot of times at Christmas time, they have these kinds of gifts for people, blenders, slow cookers, crock pots, KitchenAids. And I do see those go on sale at Christmas time, especially at Costco. I can't remember whether I've ever seen them at Sam's, but I know Costco carries KitchenAid, and they had a great sale. They had like $150 or $200 off, and it was a 5-quart, so it was a nice one. So you can save up your money if you can't find them, but you made a comment about where to find them, and I agree. Moving sales and estate sales are great ideas. Throughout the years, I've gone to moving sales where people have just gotten rid of things just because they can't take them. And this has nothing to do with kitchen, but one lady, she had this wrapping paper bin, and it was filled with wrapping paper and bags and tape. I mean, there was probably $100 worth of wrapping paper in there, and she sold it for $2 to me. I just can't take it this here. And so I'm still using the wrapping paper for there. But I got a couple summers ago, I went to an estate sale, and I know if you can go in an area where you know, like maybe there were older people, or in the more rural, I find more things in the farm country part than I do in the city. But I found Revereware from the 70s that was perfect with all the lids. I got a whole set. I think there were 6 pans. I got a set for $12. And wow, it was everything. You know, it was the big stock pot and the quart, the 2-quart, the 1.5-quart. So I don't need it right now, but I have given them away to people that had, boy, I wish I could find a Revereware set, because those are the heavy-duty ones. You can tell that they're made better. So I wanted to talk about blenders, but before I do that, I just wanted to mention real quick, and I'm going to kind of just read my list of things I use all the time in the kitchen, because I know we won't get through the whole thing. And that way, people want to get an idea of maybe what they can look for, especially now the spring is coming, and if you're going to be shopping or doing garage sales or an estate sale, so you could look. So we talked about the food processor, my food saver. I use that all the time. One example with my food saver was I had made chicken salad, and I made too much. And so I have these little canisters, and I put the chicken salad in there, and I vacuum sealed all the air out, and about 4 or 5 days later, I used that for lunch, so I didn't have to throw it away because you get tired of it every day. My third thing was my cast iron skillet, and I do have my mom and dad, which is the old Griswold one. A griddle. I use a griddle on a stove. It's like covers 2 burners. So if you're going to make pancakes or bacon or something like that, it's a nice long piece of a pan. I have a convection oven. a toaster oven. I use my KitchenAid, which I already mentioned. I use my bread maker quite a bit. A slow cooker, my blender. Obviously, most people have a coffee pot. I have a wooden cutting board that I found at a garage sale probably 20 years ago, and it's beautiful. It's variegated. It's got light and dark wood, like striped almost. But it's 24 inches long, and it's 12 inches wide. And it is so useful for so many things. I chop there. I can put hot pans on there. The only thing I don't use it for is meat. I don't put any meat. I don't cut meat on there. I use a plastic one or a hard composite one. My stock pots, which we talked about, with a colander in. If you have one that's got the colander that fits inside, that's handy too. Cookie sheets, my dehydrator, an electric knife, and a hot air, like a popcorn popper. So those were just some of them when I was thinking about the show. And before we get talking about blenders, I just wanted to mention that probably now would be a good idea to talk with our families, how we can all work together, what are our strengths and weaknesses. Maybe we pick a day where we teach the family how to can tomatoes or how to make homemade applesauce or how to save money in the kitchen. Because, you know, I listened to Vince yesterday talk to Gwyneth about home ec classes. And quite honestly, I took home ec in high school, but I really don't feel that I learned nearly as much as I should have. I learned more from doing, and I didn't have the opportunity to learn from my mother because she had passed away. So if you have the opportunity to learn from someone, if you have a mother, an aunt, a sister, a friend who's a great cook, just go over and work with them. I think you'll learn so much more if you just can work with somebody.
You know, I agree. That's really great. And I think a lot of older women would be happy to work alongside anybody that doesn't know how to do much cooking. I'm serious. You know, I had a girl come over last summer and we made salsa, you know. I've gone and helped some other people in the past, and I enjoy doing it because it's fun to share what you already know. You know, I have a similar list. I don't have a convection oven. I've never used one, so I don't know anything about it. But I do have I actually have two wood cutting boards, and they are actually better for your knives. And something I would recommend is getting some decent knives and a way to sharpen them. Now, my husband does all my knife sharpening. But if you ever have to work with dull knives, it's a lot harder, and it just is so much easier if you have sharp knives. So I find that a fairly high priority. Although I admit sometimes mine start to get dull and I just haven't given them to him. He'll do it whenever I give them to him, but I just have to remember to do that. You were mentioning quite a few things. I think you need some baking pans. So many people don't have them. Some 9x9 and then a 9x13 pans are just really all the time. And you can find them. I know not everybody wants to go garage selling, but a lot of times garage sales are on Saturday. And you can get all kinds of baking pans for, you know, 50 cents, a buck or something. And if not, there's stores like we have a Rossa store, and you can buy baked goods, baking pans and stuff. They're very inexpensive and they're brand new. But you do need that in order to cook a lot of your foods. And I have cookie sheets, and I think they're called air baked. I was going to look it up. They're kind of a double-layer cookie sheet and have a little ridge around the edge of them. And they're super handy because you can put all kinds of stuff in it. It doesn't roll off onto your oven. But also because it has the air bake, it's the air between the top layer and the lower layer. You can't hardly burn cookies. They'll get super dark brown, but they don't get black. And so I love those things. They're not inexpensive, but I got them for like Christmas or something like that. I asked for it. So any cookie sheet will work better than no cookie sheet, but it is nice if you have the option to get ones that make your life easier. And I put a lot of things that I want to keep hot in the oven. We still fry food. So if I make like chicken strips, I put them on this cookie sheet in the oven to keep warm. And then the grease doesn't, well, I'm frying batches, the grease doesn't roll off because it has that little lip around the edge of it. I don't know, maybe it's more than a quarter inch. I don't know how big it is, actually. I haven't measured it. But they're really handy to have that. And then one of my other favorite things, because I don't like my counter to get all messy. I don't know if I mentioned this in the past. I have a great big pizza pan. I mean, I don't know how big it is, maybe 18 inches across or something, pretty big. And it's circle, and it kind of just flips up on the edge. And I roll out my pie crust there. I roll out my biscuits or anything I'm making, cookie dough, that like sugar cookies. And that way all that mess stays on that pan, and all I have to do is take it over to the sink and dump out the extra flours and stuff like that. So to me, that made me start making more things by hand because I didn't have the whole countertop to clean off. And when I bake, I just don't bake very tidy. I'm afraid if I'm rolling pies, it just, you know, flour starts flying all over it, and I'm having to move canisters to clean behind it. So by putting it in this round pan, it definitely curls almost all the flour, and then I just have one pan that, like I said, I just dump it in the sink. So that's just kind of one of my little time saver, mess saver things that I do. I think pretty much everything you have, though, is stuff that I would use. The other thing we talked on another class, but if you can get a dehydrator, they're really handy. You were going to talk about the blenders, and what I used to do a lot with blenders is make puree for fruit rolls. And then, of course, just smoothies, you know, or even when I made jam, like I make huckleberry jam, and I prefer it not to be real lumpy. I used to put it in my blender to blend it up and then, you know, cook it down. Something we hadn't talked about before, though, Kathy, is I just picked up all those little immersion mixers, little blenders, immersion blenders, and I was watching some cooking shows, and I never thought I needed one, but I find it's really handy when you're making soups if you just want to puree a little bit instead of taking some out and put it into your blender, which is what I used to do. So it's kind of a handy gadget that I've just been learning to play with, and I'm making these this apple butter, so I can just take it when it all gets kind of soft, and I just take that in there and puree it all up, and then I just let it cook down in my crock pot. So it's been worth my money. I paid under $20 for one, so they're not exorbitant. I don't know if you've played around with them at all, but I've actually...
Yeah, if I forgot to mention that. I forgot to mention that. I do use it for, like you said, for breaking up, like if you want a soup, but you don't want it, you know, all the chunks in there. Yeah. You just can't lift it up too high or you'll get it all over.
No, I'm
you get it all
about
over yourself.
I went online to see if there was a way to avoid that, and I guess that's a common problem. You just have to be careful.
Go ahead. Yeah, they are. And the biggest thing is you just have to, like, if you can do it, like, where it's not real hot, like, they tell you sometimes let it cool down, and that could be because of the splash factor, but it could also be that, I don't know, you know, the base of it, most of them have metal blades, but they're like a hard plastic, so I don't know if they can tolerate the real high heat or not.
I put mine in a really hot pot because I was making kind of a cream soup with some, you want some texture, but you want it kind of creamy, so you do the bottom, you know. I just did it in my kettle, so it worked. And I've been doing it with my apple butter in the crock pot, and it's quite high because I'm cooking it on high. So I think they can handle it. You just do have to be careful splashing. They had some ideas, but they didn't sound very practical to me. So the idea is just be careful, and if you're going to lift it up, don't lift it up towards you. You figure it out when you start using it.
Right.
We were talking about, do you want to jump over to your cast iron pans? Because I love cast iron pans.
Sure. We can talk about the music is coming, but we'll talk about the cast iron pans. And then also I have a couple comments on the blender, but when we get back, we'll talk about our cast iron pan. So we'll be right back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90 days supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, welcome back. I'm here with Sharon. Sarah, you wanted to talk about cast iron pans?
Well, you know, I jump around. I think maybe you want to finish up on the blender. I forgot that you hadn't got a chance to share your part. It's just so easy. We can jump all over when we start talking the kitchen stuff, but it'd probably be smart for everybody just if you finish up on the blender before you jump around again.
Oh, sure. Well, I do have a Vitamix, which is an inexpensive blender, and I would never spend the money, but my husband actually found one for me last year, and it was a Black Friday sale or something like that, and he found a great deal on one, and he bought me one because I use my blender probably daily. I make a lot of green smoothies, and I use it for salad dressings and pureeing, but I'm just going to read some of the things that you can use a blender for. Now, I know the Vitamix has a real strong motor, and most people that have one have it for life. So if it's something you're going to do every day, that might be another thing you could save up the money like you would for a KitchenAid. It's something that once you have it, you just go like, wow, this is amazing. But here's some of the things that you can do. And with a more inexpensive blender, you may not be able to do it, so you'd have to check. But one thing with the blender, I would say, is put your ingredients in the right order. Because I had someone have a blender and got rid of it because they said, oh, it just won't blend, and they put all the dry ingredients in the bottom. But if you're going to make something with liquid, that you put the liquid in first, then you put like the dry powders or grains or whatever you're using. Then you put Like, let's say you're making a smoothie, then you'd put your leafy greens in there or your fruits and veggies next, and then your ice on the top. Because if you don't have enough liquid, it'll just stir and stir and stir, and it won't really blend. So, you know, you might have to turn it off and open it up and add a little more water or juice or whatever you're using. But here's some things that it can do. It can make smoothies. It can juice. It can puree. It can dry chop or wet chop. And you could, like I said, you can use it as an emulsifier, like for salad dressings. You can make applesauce in it and pesto, hummus, guacamole, salsa. What I used mine for was sometimes you buy those natural peanut butters and they got the oil on the top and they're like really hard on the bottom. Well, I dug mine out and I put it in there and then I poured the oil in there with it and just very slowly started letting it mix. And then I did have to add like a little more peanut oil to it because it was so hard that I could barely stir it. So that took all the work out of it. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have been able to use it. And you can even make, like, in the Vitamix, you can make, like, rice milk, and they have soups that you can make. And I haven't done it yet, but I was looking at the book when I first got it, and you can grind flour. So there's a lot of uses to it. But that's only if you're going to use it for those items. If you're just going to use it for, like, making salad dressings or smoothies, you don't need that high quality of one. So I don't know if you use yours for anything else, Sharon, but that was just some of the nice features that I've noticed with mine.
Well, you know, an older lady in our church just gave me one last fall. They are amazing. It's an old Vitamix, but it is so powerful. But I haven't had it that long. I was using it. We were really into having smoothies for quite a while, and then I've kind of backed off. I plan to get back into doing it again in the morning. But I did use my regular blender, and I made some really good homemade mayonnaise. I usually buy it, but I just wanted to learn how to do it. And it really isn't that complicated, and it worked out really nice. And at the time, I was trying to eliminate some extra chemicals in my diet and stuff, so I made my own with our own eggs and stuff. But you can actually make mayonnaise with it, which is nice if you couldn't get to the store and you have, you know, different foods that you like to have mayonnaise with. You can make your own. You really can. It wasn't even hard. You just So, yeah, they have so many options. Like I said, in the past, I use them a lot to make fruit puree and make fruit rolls for my kids. That's another thing the neighbor kids used to like. In fact, it's kind of funny because I'm older now. And these ladies come up, and these kids come up and say, I remember those fruit rolls you used to eat at your house. So if you do get a dehydrator, you can make fruit rolls, and it's a good way to use up seasonal fruit or whatever grows. You know, I used to get a lot of free fruit. I used to find people that had peaches and, pears and apples and plums, and people just had fruit dropping from the trees and they're happy.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As Democrats attempt to ram a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package down the throats of American taxpayers, Republicans are demanding a full 600-page bill reading and painful multi-hour voterama. The procedural war is aimed at forcing Democrats to defend several parts the GOP considers unnecessary and partisan. While the process won't substantially impact the final version of the bill, it'll provide plenty of TV ammunition for future campaign messaging. While the U.S. Capitol continues to look like a war zone, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security predict violent domestic extremist attacks will rise in 2021. Without providing any evidence beyond hearsay, the joint report says extremists have discussed plans to take control of the Capitol and remove Democratic lawmakers as of today, March 4th. Because of this, the House sent everyone home today. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Drug Enforcement Administration is warning the public of a widespread fraud scheme in which telephone scammers impersonate DEA agents in an attempt to extort money or steal identifiable information. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
What you're about to hear will shock you. It's a phone recording of an actual DEA agent jumping on a call from a possible victim who notified officials that the scammers were calling him. Listen carefully as the scammer threatens to shoot the agent.
If you have a warrant for this gentleman, I'd be more than happy to pick it up.
Why do I trust you?
If you're trying to tell me that you're part of the DEA and he was involved in something, I think I would know about it.
Please, sir, just get yourself out from this case. Otherwise, I will find you anyhow and I will shoot you, okay? Better you just keep yourself away from this matter.
Reporting these scam calls will help federal agents find, arrest, and then stop the criminals engaged in this fraud.
A good rule to follow, if you did not initiate the phone call, assume it's a scam. Third time's a charm, unless you're a rocket ship. Growing pains continue at the SpaceX program in South Texas near the Mexico border. An SN-10 SpaceX rocket soared into the sky in a high-altitude test on Wednesday, then flew itself back to Earth and maneuvered into its first successful upright landing. About 8 minutes later, it blew itself up into pieces, lurching into the air and crashing back down to the ground. The first orbital Starship is planned for year's end. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back. This is Kathy with Sharon. We're filling in for Vince. Sharon, I wanted to make one comment before we went on to the cast iron cookware. I was reading about the blender, and some of the things in the blender you can also do in the food processor, like your pesto and your hummus and your salsa and your guacamole. Those two kind of overlap. So just to give you some information in case somebody doesn't have both, you can use it for both items. And one of the things I forgot to mention, and I haven't made yet, but I'd like to, is it does make the blenders do make like a sorbet, or you can make like milkshakes in them. So
one of the reasons, and I think Sharon kind of feels the same way I do, is that there's so many things that you can make, but you can make them healthier. And you don't have all the preservatives, and you don't have the soybean oil, and you can just adjust the ingredients to what you like, too. So I wanted to bring that up. And so, Sharon, if you want to talk about your cast iron cookware.
Well, we were talking about, there's two old-time cast iron cookware skillets. There's Griswold and there's Wagner, and they don't make them anymore, but you can find them, like estate sales, garage sales, that type of thing. That's how we've gotten ours, and they just last forever. My dad actually has a Griswold skillet, and he's 89, almost 90 years old, and my mom and dad got that when they first got married, so it must be 70 years old, and it still's good. It's thinner, but it still works great. So they're really a long-term investment. I also like it because, like I said, we used to be off-grid, so you can actually put them on a wood stove, or you could even use them over an open flame, and they keep the heat. You can actually, if you have a Dutch oven, this is jumping off a little, but if you were to heat up food in a Dutch oven and get it nice and warm like a stew, and it's not cooked, it's raw, that's, you know, stuff, you can put it in a box and cover it really well like blankets, and it will keep cooking like a slow cooker, and you don't have, so you could save energy if you needed to do that, just a side note. But, no, I have, we just collect a lot of these cast iron pans, the old ones. They all have the name brand. The only thing that I know that's available now normally is the it's called Lodge something. And they're okay, but I have heard from people that have examined that, because I don't have them, that they have a coarser grain to them. And so the older Wagner and Griswold have a very fine grain that allow you to get that nice little sheen on it, so that it's almost a no-stick pan, which is really useful if you have old ones that are like that. And so I use mine a lot. I also have a cast iron griddle that goes across two burners, kind of like what you said, a griddle, but mine's cast iron. I don't remember what brand it is right now. I haven't used it recently. I used it when we had our kids at home. You make a big batch of pancakes or French toast, and you could do them all at one time, you know? And so it was really handy for that. But I know you use yours. I just use mine for just frying anything, really, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you can even bake in them. You can bake in them. You can make, like, kind of a baked casserole, or you can make, I've made one time a cornbread in it, you know, just put it in a whole big skillet and cook it and bake it. So what are some of the things that you like to make? I just used it over the years. It's hard to even think of all the reasons, ways I've used it, but I probably use mine every other day making something.
Well, I have a Griswold, and it was my mom and dad's. It was the same thing. It's gotta be 70 years old, and I inherited it. And what I do is, when I use it, it always has that little bit of a, oil film on it, which you want. Mm-hmm. You don't want to ever take like a scouring pad and, you know, strip all that off. So, when I'm frying, let's say I want to fry potatoes, I'll put a little bit of butter or oil in it, and I fry them, and then when I'm done, I turn the burner off, and I'll add a little hot water to it and let maybe just like a quarter inch or so, just so that the stuff doesn't dry on there, and then I'll take like a rubber spatula, like a hard one, and I kind of stir it to get all the crumbs off or anything that was like maybe stuck on there. Then I turn it over and wipe it out with a paper towel and dry it. And then I'll take a little bit of olive oil and I just rub it around. I let it set and completely cool. And then I have a special spot in my cupboard where I most of the time I don't scrape it or anything like that. As long as it's hot and you put some warm water in there, most everything will just come right off. And there is a way to season it. Now, I haven't done it for years, so I don't want to say the wrong way. I don't know if you season yours, but I do know you're not supposed to scrape them with soap and water and all that. And I know there's a way with salt. Some people use salt with some oil if you've got stuff that's, like, burnt on, and that won't take that finish off. But I use mine for frying, too. And you mentioned baking bread in there, and I'm actually looking to find a cast iron lid because my neighbor makes a bread. It's kind of called like an artisan bread, and it's online. And if you look, it was on YouTube. It was under New York Times. It's called a 2006 bread recipe. I can't remember the man's name, but he uses, it's very easy. It's a 3-minute video, and he just uses like the yeast and the water and the bread, and he mixes it with his hands and with a spoon, and you put it in the cast iron skillet, but you have to have a lid that can not, you can't have like a Bakelite handle on it. So I'm looking for a cast iron lid because it comes out beautifully, and I want to make it, but you have to have it in a 500-degree oven. It's a real nice, I mean, he bakes it for us and shares it with us, so we know it's good. So if you want to look that up online, I'm just looking around to see. I'm sure if I go to like a camping place or something, I can find one. I just don't want to pay full price for it right now. But, you know, cast iron, it's just durable, and you're not getting any of the Teflon out of it, you know, in your system. And so as long as you season them and you take care of them, you know, they last a long time.
Yeah, you know, they make little ones, too. Like, if you just want to fry up a couple eggs or scramble some eggs, they have little cast iron ones. But if mm-hmm. you were using Teflon, which some people feel the need, like my mother-in-law has a lot of arthritis, and with anything heavy, it's really difficult for her. So she has one of those lighter Teflon pans. I picked it up for her. But you want to make sure that it isn't dented or chipped or anything. You want it to be really smooth because you do not want to be eating Teflon. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. you know, it's not terrible to have one, but if you can get to a cast iron, it's good. Like, I got a cute little cast iron one that isn't that heavy. But, you know, she's older, and she's just used to what she does. So hers was getting icky, so I found another one that was, like, new at a garage sale for her. And, you know, that's how she likes to make her eggs. So you can use Teflon, and it's workable. But if you can get used to using cast iron, I really feel they're superior. And they cook a lot more evenly because that whole cast iron gets warm.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get, I think you end up with a better product, but you know, basically you do need a skillet. Okay. Whatever kind of skillet you need. You need a skillet if you want to do very much home cooking. And kind of like you said, if you can't get one thing, get the other until you can upgrade and keep your ears and eyes open. And the other idea is if you know a bunch of older people that are moving into these retirement homes, a lot of them would be happy to almost give you stuff because you can't take it all with them. They have to majorly downsize.
Yeah.
So kind of take the, just look around and make yourself a known, and, you know, you'd just be surprised. I was given a whole ton of canning jars because people know I can, and she decided she wasn't going to can anymore. I personally think it's foolish for her to get rid of them, but if she wants to give them to me, I'll take them, you know. And there's a lot of people that just, for whatever reason, don't want to use this stuff anymore, and it's in great shape, and especially some of the older ones, they're even better than the new ones. That I'm always into looking for the best deal. We don't buy a whole lot of things new. Now, I did buy the KitchenAid new, and there are a couple things I do buy new, but by and large, I have more patience than money, and I just look around. Mm-hmm. We have some thrift stores, and our one thrift store has half-off sale one day a week. And so we went in, I bought one of those great big old crock pots because I make meals for different things that you give to people, like homeless type stuff. And it's one of those great big, huge oval ones, and I paid like $7 for it because it was on a half-off day. And they're way more than that brand new. So a lot of times, if you're just willing to do a little bit of looking around, you can save a ton of money. But I know you've done some good deals, too, like with our shoppings and stuff.
Oh, yeah. If you kind of have a list in your head or you make a list, and you just poke around when you're out, or you let like you said, you let people know. If you know people, they're moving, or if you see a moving sale, and you'd be surprised. Like, I was at one a couple years ago, and this woman had so much in her basement. She was an older woman, but she was the one that I got the Revereware from, and she had these plastic containers, the square ones that fit in your freezer, the freezer ones. They are so much thicker than the ones you can buy now. The lady sold me, there must have been 40 of them. She sold them, the whole set for me, for $1. And
wow.
They are so much nicer than the ones I have now. And so it's just a matter of looking, and I had a friend do the same thing with the canning jars. We were talking, and she said, you know, I'm not canning anymore. Do you want them? And I told her no. And then I thought about it, and the next day I called her back. I said, yeah, I'll take them. So she brought them to me. She goes, oh, there's all kinds of stuff, different stuff in there. She brought me some of the canning tools that were in there. I got, like, the little jelly jars. I probably got 4 dozen of them, the small ones, because I make raspberry freezer jam with those. And then this way, if I give them away, I didn't pay anything for them. But you can use, like, if you buy jam or someone gives you a jar that, like, you can't can with, then you can use those instead and give those away and save your canning ones for if you need to do a hot bath canning. And she gave me lids. I had like 8 boxes of lids in there. And she said, oh, I didn't even realize those were in there. So, yeah, if you just have to, you know, you can't buy it all at once. So I think a lot of people, when they're downsizing or they're moving, I think that's probably good advice. People that are just can't take it with them, or the older stuff is better. I prefer the older appliances. And one of the things about the crock pots that you were talking about, Sharon, is I read that the older style, the one that was more like the upright one that had the crock inside, it's more vertical than horizontal. I read that those are supposed to be a lot better, and the crock, you can adjust the temperature better than, like mine, the one I have right now is just low, medium, and high. But those you can, there's a dial, and a lot of people like those better because sometimes even the low boils too hard and you just want it to keep warm or simmer. So if you can find those, and which I do, I'm ashamed to admit it, but I have 4 crock pots. I just bought 2 as a backup because I found them. I found real nice ones at a garage sale, you know? So
yeah, I have 5, I think.
Yeah, and then if you take it somewhere and you don't get it back right away, then you can just get it later. When we come back, we can maybe talk about our slow cooker for a minute and what we use our slow cookers for.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Kathy, and I'm here with Sharon. And we're going to talk about the slow cooker. So, Sharon, go ahead and I'll let you talk about what you use it for and how you use it first. Well, I don't know if Sharon's there, so I'll go ahead and talk about what I use it for. I use it for things like Sloppy Joes. You obviously brown the meat first, and then you can add all your ingredients, and you can keep things warm. The nice thing about them are you can put items in there. You can use your tried and true recipes. And you can you don't have to worry about it. As long as you have enough liquid in there for whatever you're cooking, you can let it cook all day. Some of the things that you should do is you should sear your meat if they tell you to do it before you put it in there, because it will caramelize the meat and it will give it more texture and flavor. It does take longer to cook, so don't keep lifting your lid up. And you can use a cheaper cut of meat, and I think Sharon may have mentioned that before. In some recipes, too, you have to grease your slow cooker. If you're going to do something with pasta, everything will stick to it. So if you have something where maybe cheese or pasta, you can go ahead and just grease that. One of the tricks that I learned, so especially in the summer when you don't want to heat up your kitchen, is you can take whole potatoes or sweet potatoes, and you could just turn your crock pot on, and I take a fork and I just make them, I make indentations with the fork, and then I put them in there and I just kind of chuck them, and that way you don't have to heat up your whole kitchen.
So I do that with those. And
so,
also, I
do you add any liquid to that? Do you add any liquid to it or just let it dry?
No, I don't. I just let it cook. So you just have to watch it so you don't overcook them. If you overcook them, well, you can still use them for something, but you can fry them up for hash browns or something. But one of the women I listened to online, she came up with that trick. So anyway, do you have any suggestions for the slow cooker, Sharon?
You know, just kind of like you. You could cook it all day long and the meat gets really tender. I just take like chicken and make maybe like a barbecue and just cook it down that way. Or we use a lot of venison so you can season it and just let it cook in there. We even used, Vincent had his Italian roast and I used it with venison. It was wonderful. He had a whole list of things. But yeah, it's just your friend. And like in the summer, like you said, you don't have to heat up your whole house. That's why I'm real interested in the baked potatoes. I hadn't done that, so I'll have to try that. No, they're amazingly useful, very useful. Yeah.
Well, I got a crock pot recipe book, and I think it was a Christmas present. It was probably from Sam's or somewhere like that. And it's older, but it's got so many tips in there and so many recipes that I haven't even begun to do. Some of the things, I know some people have baked bread in there. I haven't done it, but I mean, you can do things like, if you want to do like pulled pork, or I cook my beans in there. I soak them overnight and then I rinse them and then I put water in and I'll chop up an onion, just quarter it, throw it in with some salt and pepper and I cook my beans. And I just watch them. If I'm going to be home, I mean, if I'm going to be gone for a few hours, it doesn't matter, but you don't want to be gone for like 8 hours because you'll have mush. So if you're going to be home, you can just kind of chuck them, use a slotted spoon and sort of chuck them when they start to fall apart. You know they're done. But you can save so much money by just cooking your own beans and they're so much more tasty. But there's recipes in there that you can make like it's kind of like the egg bake and the French toast. You put the things in and, you know, put them in overnight and, I soups and stews, anything that you, I mean, there's just hundreds of recipes. I have a bean dip that I make, and I just put it in there, and, you know, you can leave it on warm then when people come over. So, slow cookers are, they're so much of a time saver, especially there's so many working women, or even on a day where you know you've got appointments or you're working in the yard, you're just... or you've got to pick up somebody at the end of the day, and you're just not going to be home for dinner. So,
yep, I'm good.
But Sharon, I want to thank you so much for joining us, and I hope we helped some people. And one last thought was this morning I saw my bluebird checking out the houses in the feeder, so spring must be here.
Oh,
so
nice.
Thank you, Sharon, for joining us.
Okay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.